Hi, this is Joanna Young with the Drug Addiction Helpline, and today I'll be going over marijuana and the confusion people are currently having about whether or not if it's a drug, if it's not a drug, if it's harmful, if it's addictive, if it's not harmful. There is a lot of confusion about it. Basically, the confusion is being created. Because what the authorities basically want to do is legalize it to cash in on this taxes from the sales of it, just as they did with alcohol. Alcohol certainly doesn't help anyone at all, but it was legalized in order for the government to collect in on the sales and the taxes. And alcohol comes from a very harmless plant, which is a potato. So people refer to marijuana as a harmless plant, but it comes from a plant, that's true. So does heroin. Heroin comes from not only a plant, but a very tiny little flower seed. And heroin is certainly not harmless. And cocaine comes from also a plant, a very harmless plant, the coca plant, the coca leaf. It's a small little green leaf that cocaine comes from. All these things are very harmless, but altered, they become very strong drugs. So marijuana is also altered in that way. It contains actually 400 different chemicals. And by definition, marijuana is a drug. A drug is something that alters your perception, reality, changes the way you think, the way that you react, and the way that you go about doing things in life. So, like I said, by definition, it's definitely a drug. And what it does is burns off vitamins in the brain, just like any other drug, which causes depression, anxiety, mood swings. And people think that they're smoking it to relieve stress, but they're actually relieving the stress that marijuana caused to start with. Because when they're addicted to it, and yes, you are addicted to it, if you're smoking it on a regular basis, your body is addicted to it. Doesn't matter what you like to think or say. So when you're addicted to it and you don't smoke it, you get very irritable, cranky, sweaty, mood swings. You start getting a lot of anxiety. You can't sleep. Those are all withdrawal symptoms. And withdrawal symptoms happen from drug withdrawal. So people like to kid themselves, you know, when they're using substances, that it's okay, that it's harmless. And by the way, there is zero medicinal benefits or value from marijuana. Zero. None. If a cancer patient can keep down food because they smoke some of it, well, that's a completely different situation. And if that's the worst that's going to happen to them so that they can eat and stay alive, well, you know, that, but people seem to get a medical marijuana card for anything and everything, and it's very easy to get, very easy to do. So keep on kidding yourself if you are. It's your life. And what it does, what marijuana does, it's a very slow killer of ambitions and goals. A person who smokes it regularly gives up all of their ambitions and goals. They don't have the energy. They don't have the life. They just lie around and procrastinate and do nothing. So in that way, it's a very, very dangerous drug because you don't even know that it's happening to you until you're 10, 20, 30 years older and you're still lying on your couch doing absolutely nothing, thinking that you're smoking a harmless herb. If you would like to discuss this further, or if you need somebody or help with somebody who is addicted, please give me a call, 877-801-5475.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.